All right, let's go to Jonas Adu. Jonas, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. My name's Jimmy Himes, along with John Wilkerson. What led you to pick Tennessee for your destination?
Tennessee was always in mind. I didn't really see nothing bad about them. Like, they had a good family environment. I felt like I could fit in. Coach Rick Barnes, who coached players I look up to, like Miles Turner, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Kevin Durant. I mean, plus, my lead recruiter, Coach Ganey, who was at Marquette, he ended up going to Tennessee, too. So it was kind of a done deal after that.
Did the name of Grant Williams come up?
You said what? I'm sorry.
Grant Williams. I wonder if his name came up. Two-time player of the year for Tennessee.
No.
No. Okay. Also, I wanted to ask you about your growth spurt. Your sophomore year, you grew about 5 inches. Did it take you a while to adjust to that growth spurt, or did you feel like that was a smooth transition?
It took me a long while because I had to end up getting hip surgery, too, because of my growth plate.
Yeah, how did that go?
It went good. I was scared, but after the surgery, I just did a little bit of rehab, and then that's when I really started, like, growing into my frame.
Jonas, really appreciate your time. Congratulations on getting to make up your mind and choose where you're going to go to school a second time. Was it frustrating at all? I mean, you were committed to Marquette. Was it frustrating at all when Marquette decided to make a change?
Yes, it was a little frustrating because I was already set on them. I learned, like, a lot about them, so it was kind of tough restarting the whole recruiting process.
As you told us, you're very comfortable with the school that you're now going to attend in Tennessee. Have you heard much from your new teammates with the Volunteers that you're about to join?
I've been talking to Josiah James a little bit. I talked to Kennedy, JP. You know, I'm just starting to build relationships with everybody right now.
Have you had a chance to add any orange to your wardrobe yet?
Actually, I have. I had went to get a shirt yesterday.
Very nice.
Jonas, you're a part of an outstanding recruiting class. You mentioned Kennedy Chandler. He's the number two rated player. There's a number one rated power forward. There's you. There's a transfer in from Auburn. What does it feel like to be part of such an outstanding recruiting class at Tennessee?
I mean, it's really a blessing. Just get to play with a bunch of great guys, learn from them, and hopefully get very, very far, hopefully bring a national championship.
What do you feel like is your strength right now? I went through your stats, so your scoring, your rebounding, your shot blocking. What do you feel like is your strength?
My strength as of right now, I feel like I can finish pretty well and stretch the floor for my size pretty well, and I feel like I can block and alter shots at the rim.
And what do you feel like you need to improve upon?
I want to work on being more mobile, of course, and just getting stronger and putting more weight on my body.
The fact that you will be closer to home, your family excited for the fact that you're headed to Tennessee now?
Yes, sir, most definitely.
And when do you plan to arrive on campus?
I'm really not sure yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's got to be a really exciting time. As Jimmy mentioned, you're a part of a class that is really going to help this team take a giant step forward. And what's it been like to see the reaction to your decision as well as the news via Twitter and social media? What's it been like to hear from so many people?
It feels great. I just feel welcomed. I mean, I couldn't ask for a much better start like this.
Jonas, when did you start playing basketball?
I started playing around the third grade, but I didn't really start taking it serious until freshman year.
And did you play other sports?
No, just basketball.
Do you come from a family of athletes?
No.
So you're the most athletic in your family, huh?
Yeah, I would say that. Yes, sir, I would.
Yeah. Just tell me a little bit about your high school career. What What do you feel like was your best accomplishment as a high school player?
Oh, well, for me, I feel like getting my name known out there more, because last year, this past season, started off, I kind of, made a name for myself with Team Curry, and then going on to Liberty Heights, I just kept working, and the results just showed, really, to being ranked and meeting all these coaches, having Zooms, seeing what they have to say about me, good stuff like that.
One other question for me. Coach Barnes described you as a versatile player with a high basketball IQ. Your thoughts on Coach Barnes saying that you have a high basketball IQ?
It's just great to hear something like that from a Hall of Fame coach like him. It's kind of overwhelming, but I don't know what to really say. I can't really put words to it.
All right. Hey, Jonas, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on your decision to go to Tennessee. Look forward to watching you playing for the Big Orange.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jonas.
And that is Jonas Addo, ranked as high as number six among the centers in this recruiting class.
Big addition to the Tennessee basketball program, and nice to get to catch up with the young man.